With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police say the three victims in the deadly shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas were all faculty members. Ed Donahue reports.
The gunman shot and killed by police was a longtime business professor, Anthony Polito. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they're still working on a motive.
We know he applied numerous times for a job with several Nevada higher education institutions and was denied each time.
McMahill says Polito was struggling financially.
The suspect had a list of people he was seeking on a university campus.
Polito also mailed letters to various universities with no return address. They were intercepted.
The first letter that we opened had an unknown white powder substance in it.
Audio from KTNV. McMahill says the weapon used was bought legally last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
How low can it go? The price of gas keeps falling. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Gas is $3.20 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's the national average, and it's 4 cents less than a week ago, 20 cents less than a month ago. The lowest prices are in the South and parts of the Midwest. You can find gas for $2.68 a gallon in Texas. But if you're driving in California, buckle up. It's $4.74 a gallon there, the highest in the nation. What can you do to save some money on gas? Well, the AAA says drive the speed limit, no faster, and avoid those jackrabbit starts. I'm Rita Foley.
Today is the 82nd anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. A memorial service was held there today with five survivors of the attack on hand to commemorate the event that propelled the United States into World War II. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the NASDAQ rose 193, the S&P 500 advanced 36. This is SRN News. Some bad news for America's churches.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, houses of worship saw a drop in cash donations last year for the first time in a decade. Most churches did. All save those who regularly bring in revenue of more than $20 million a year. The annual State of Giving survey also reveals that donations to the typical ECFA member did not keep up with surging inflation in 2022. Evangelical leaders are hoping for a rebound this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, life's changing for Jewish people even here in the U.S. Rabbis say many families are asking if it's permissible to buy guns for protection and whether it's safe to send their children to Jewish schools and what to do in case of riots. One 94-year-old Holocaust survivor in Miami tells the Associated Press, quote, "I'm reliving my past," unquote. This is SRN News. It was a bounce-back day for stocks, Seth Soutel reports.
Wall Street closed higher, breaking its first three-day losing streak since Halloween. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Thursday. The index is still holding near its highest level since March of 2022. The Dow rose 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Big tech pushed strongly upward on the mark, led by a big gain for Google's parent company. Alphabet rose more than 5% a day after launching its latest foray into artificial intelligence, Gemini. Treasury yields mostly held steady after a report showed a slight increase in the number of workers applying for unemployment. Seth Soutel, New York.
The Biden administration is warning pharmaceutical companies that if the price of certain drugs is too high, the government might cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.